Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how.
Here's your morning surf report with Eco Warrior James Pribram on KX93.5.
Hello.
Somebody's grumpy this morning.
I may be a little grumpy, actually. I might be. I haven't examined myself properly yet. Let me just give myself a once-over.
Bet you did that in the shower. Can I say that on air?
Probably not. I don't know. Grumpy. No, I'm tired. I may be a little lacking in sense of humour. It's early. I'm not, and I didn't expect to. And I went to bed late, and you know.
I can't get rid of you. I walked in here and I thought, whoa, look at the prince. Grew his hair out. And he's got a grey beard.
Well, that tonsillitis, it'll do it to
then
you.
Then you turned around and I got scared.
It's ravaged his body.
Ravaged. It's a nice word.
Thank you.
Yes.
You're welcome.
You look tired.
I'm tired.
But you need a hug?
Hey, no. Leave me alone.
No.
I do not want a hug. Stop touching me.
Believe me, I'm not touching you. I'm across the way.
James Pribram is here in the morning. I'm trying to be happy.
Be
doing
happy.
My best. I am.
Isn't that a song, Be Happy?
Intrinsically, let me explain to you, philosophically now.
You have a thesaurus over there?
Thesaurus? They're extinct.
Where was the drum little...
Shut up,
bah! You're so funny looking.
I've got a thesaurus rex, because I'm the king. No, you're the king.
Yeah, you're the director.
I'm the director.
Did you have a thought? Were you going somewhere with this babble?
I don't know. Just talking.
What were you...
That's what I'm paid to do. They go in there and sit there and talk. And that's what I do, just sit here and talk.
That's because you got the perfect face for radio.
That's right. That is correct. The perfect face for radio. Probably got a perfect face for other things too. What, like maybe doing the dishes? Got a perfect face for that. Perfect face for anything where you don't have to look at my face.
Mm.
I know. It's all right.
Bobbing for apples.
I make up for it with my debonair disposition.
Debonair? Oh, you just have every fancy word this morning.
So I'm British. Got an education, mate. Read a few books.
Ghetto University.
What are you doing today? You came in. I know you didn't expect. Because we're going to see each other tonight anyway, aren't we? Because I'm going to be on your show. So you look.
Unfortunately,
you were not.
I can't
happy.
Get rid of you.
You were not happy when you walked. You're like, well, that
I would have just called in and hung up on
I
you
didn't
again.
I have to go. That was a funny bit. I have to. You're like, I'm going to see this guy again tonight. I could have stayed in bed.
Yeah,
you could have stayed in
had
bed.
Had I known you were here, I would not have come in.
We
I would have called.
We could have all.
I would have had
bed.
Someone call for me.
Would you? Your man.
My man bun. Hey, what are we doing tonight?
I don't know.
You going to play music?
I have no idea.
Yeah, we're going to play music. Not we. You are going to play music. Tell everyone listening. What are you playing tonight?
I thought I'd bring my guitar, maybe play some... I don't know, just play my guitar and stuff.
Yeah. We'll just wing it like everything.
I believe that's... Do you know what the greatest song ever written is? Seriously.
Greatest song.
Well, actually, not seriously, but seriously.
Survivor from the Rocky soundtrack.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a belter. But that's not it. This is it.
I wake up to that song.
You want to hear it? And then we'll play it and we'll talk a bit more?
Yeah, yeah.
The best song ever written. This is the world's greatest ever song.
I like it.
Official.
Steering wheel.
That is the greatest song ever, ever, ever written, and you cannot dispute it because I'm not taking any phone calls. So there you go.
I might have to agree with you. I've never heard that song before, and that was pretty darn brilliant.
Yeah, the darkness there.
Not okay, as brilliant as you,
well, sure.
You Brit
Please.
Superstar, singer, songwriter.
That, you know what I like about that band? There's nothing really special about the song, particularly, except he's got a really good squeaky voice, high voice, which I really like.
I really like that song.
Reminds me of Queen or something like that. It could be anything like
that. I don't like you, but I like that song.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
I was just cheering up there, and now I feel depressed again.
I know. You turn that song on, you're like dancing.
Yeah.
Music, brought out your hula hoop.
And that's what music does to me.
Start hula hooping.
Music does that.
Now you're just back to your dreary self without the music.
Because of all the forms of art, right? Of all the different forms of art, genres, if you will.
Could be like a metaphor in life. Just
music.
Keep the music turned up.
Music is the one that grabs you by the neck and drags you into its world.
I don't know why, but
it's my new theory.
I thought you were going to say something else. It's getting weird around here, especially with that background
music.
Well,
you bring it, man. You bring the weirdness.
Yeah.
You bring it, and I don't mind. I can handle the weirdness.
I like weird.
Yeah.
I like weird.
What's the... talking of weird, actually, let's... What a great segue into the weather.
Oh, you really want to talk about weather?
Well, we should do it. People need to know.
Well, we can't really talk about the surf because there isn't any.
Okay.
Let's say it's, let's go with like 0 to 1 foot today.
Mm.
1 foot west, northwest wind swell, probably.
Mm.
Yeah. And the water temp's not too bad. About 62. Unfortunately, I think we've seen our little shower for the day.
Mm.
But there is a small chance of precipitation later. But I don't think it's going to happen. But I'll tell you what will happen.
Go on.
There's going to be high tide today. And it's going to be at 12:53 p.m., a 3.64. And then afterwards, there's going to be a low tide at 5:49 p.m., a 2.13. Not a lot of change in tides today, which is okay. Because there's not a lot of swell out there. Unfortunately, the high's going to be about 66 today. With some southwest winds.
Yeah.
About 5 to 15 miles per hour. Miles per hour. I said that funny. Could be the music. But, gust.
Mm-hmm.
As high as maybe 20 miles per hour.
Okay.
And let's talk about some serious stuff. How about the...
We're watching
the news.
The oil spill
in Santa Barbara.
There has been an oil spill in Santa Barbara. It's nasty. We'll talk about that in a second. But I just want to say that the Weather Channel says that there may be showers late tonight.
Late tonight.
Late tonight. Yeah.
But I said today.
And in the tomorrow morning.
I didn't mince my words.
No
showers today. Right. High of 66.
That's what.
But you know what, tonight?
That's tomorrow, the high of 66.
Today, high of 66.
Really? Oh, today there is. Okay, cool. Tell us about this.
That's my high.
The spill.
I might just be high.
Hey, cut the spill.
Yeah.
Take a chill
pill. It's a terrible thing.
What happened?
Yeah, they had a pipe rupture on land, and I want to know why they weren't able to better contain it before it actually made its way to the beach and into the ocean.
Right.
They should have, and maybe they did, have a ERP, emergency response plan. But hypothetically, you would think that they would have a good chance of stopping that oil before it got into the ocean. Mm. And by the way, like most oil spills, it was first reported that it was 21,000.
What, gallons?
Gallons of oil.
Yeah.
And now it's up over 105.
Mm.
And I would bet money that it'll end up being probably around 150,000.
Goodness me.
Yeah. And, you know, unfortunately, once that makes its way into the ocean and starts spreading, like, I think last report, it's a 9-mile stretch.
Oh, my God.
In the ocean.
Terrible. Yeah.
It's terrible.
And it's obviously, that's a beautiful stretch of
coast.
It's
horrible. It's beautiful. One of the most beautiful stretches of California coastline.
And of course, the infrastructure always needs updating. You know, these pipes, they get old. Somebody's got to keep their eye on that and go, wait a minute, see these pipes? They're 35 years old. We better go and have a look at these. It's just a thing, isn't it?
Just a thing. Another thing. You know, I just, jeez, it's just terrible that this is happening in our backyard and the numbers continue to go upward. And
I wonder if there's a way to go, if you want to go up there, if you've got time and the inclination, if you wanted to go up there and help out with the cleanup. And there's no doubt there'd be people on the beach there picking up fowl and animals and making sure that they're cleaned up with the correct detergent. They use dish soap, don't they?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. You know, during the Gulf of Mexico oil spill, I went back there about half a dozen times.
Did you really?
Yeah. And I was pretty heavily involved in that. But this spill in Santa Barbara, I haven't seen a whole lot or heard about the emergency response and about caring for wildlife. I haven't seen a whole lot.
No, well, it's just begun. So they're all on the news this morning on Channel 5. We're just looking at it now. They're talking about it a lot. But, I mean, it's just maybe people get a little bit of that sort of fatigue, you know, when it comes to there's always wars going on. There's always bloody oil spills. And the danger is that people just go, ugh, not another one, whatever, and then get on with the day, you know. I know I can be totally like that.
Yeah, but we're talking about an oil spill. So I don't think anybody, especially the company in charge of it, should be lackadaisical in the emergency response.
Well, we'll keep our eyes peeled on that one because, you know, who knows what the tides could do. It could even affect us personally down here, couldn't it?
It will. It will.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. There's going to be a ton of tar making its way down here. Tar patties, you know, walk on the beach, stepping in. I mean, tar is horrible. Horrible.
Yeah.
This stuff, it doesn't go away. And hopefully they don't try to sink it with their disbursement like they did in the Gulf of Mexico and just sink it to the bottom.
It can become a thing as well. I mean, in the Mediterranean, I remember when I lived in Israel, the beaches there, although they're beautiful, are covered in tar. Everywhere you go, it gets in your feet, it gets in your food, it gets on your, obviously, on people's surfboards. Have you ever, now, on a not very serious note, you know when there's oil in the ocean? Have you ever surfed on that? That might be cool. You could set fire to it and do a whole video of James Primrum in the, not just in the curl, but in the flames. Dude, and you play that, I believe in a thing called love in the background. Dude, that is a video. Let's make the best of this.
Are you going to make the soundtrack?
James Primrum on a surfboard, surfing with Weiland on his back.
Weiland?
Weiland's on your back, right?
Weiland's going to be on my back?
And Nick Eye.
And Nick Eye. And where are you?
On a tandem surfboard, no, and all of you have got birds and you've got, like, washing up liquid in your hands, and you're all doing the thing, ecological thing. I think this is an opportunity.
Are the birds and dolphins covered in oil?
We should turn this in. Absolutely they are, yeah. And if they're not...
We should get Weiland to do a portrait of this.
Right.
And then we can auction it off.
On a dolphin.
Like at a rodeo? I could be
totally.
Weiland's on my back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be great.
I like that.
Let's turn this into a possibility because it's a bit depressing.
It is.
What's happening? Yeah, it's at Refugio State Beach, a very beautiful stretch of coast.
Oh, look at this thing. That looks terrible.
It does look rather nasty. What a shame.
I mean, the rupture... Oh, there's the emergency response. But the rupture of the pipeline happened across the other side of the 101, and somehow all that oil went downstream.
They spent a lot of money on maintenance, $23 million, although they've had to spend in damage. And 688,000 gallons of hazardous materials have spilled since 2006. $44 million in fines after 10 oil spills in multiple states in 2010. Sounds like a lot of money to you and me, $44 million, a lot of money. To the oil companies?
Nothing.
It's a drop in the ocean.
Let's not forget it's Memorial Day weekend, and that's a state park right there. So all those people that had camping reservations, they got to go somewhere else.
Since 2006, there's been 175 safety and maintenance violations.
Oh, look at that.
This needs to be regulated.
That's terrible. Oh, yeah,
we're looking at oil pouring onto the... I mean, literally, the beach is black with oil there. So, yep, it just needs regulating properly, and it's rather nasty. James Pribram, let's leave it at that, mate. I'm rather revolted by the whole thing.
Yeah, let's leave on a good note.
Go on.
You're coming on the show tonight.
Yep.
Sold out.
Yep.
Mr. Jason Fetty.
Yep.
British singer, songwriter.
I'm bringing
extraordinaire.
I'm totally bringing it. I'm going to be...
What songs are you going to play?
I'm going to play songs by Midnight Oil. I'm going to play songs by... I'm going to sing Oil Be Loving You. It's all oil.
Oil based, be leaving you.
It's all oil-based singing tonight for you, just for you, mate.
I looked at your website. You know a lot of cover songs. You're like a wedding singer, too.
I totally am a wedding singer. Dude, if you want me for your wedding, I'll be there. I'm ready. Absolutely. I'm only a grand an hour.
That'd be kind of scary. You at my wedding.
You're not getting married anytime soon.
Proceed over it as well.
You're not getting married. You're a smart guy.
Say I do.
All right. Thanks for coming in, mate. I'll see you tonight, 7 o'clock on Sold Out.
Yes, sir.
On KX. Go on.
No, that's
on,
it.
Say KX. On.
No, you're the director.
KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me and I want you only. Don't turn me home again, I just can't face myself alone again. Don't run back inside, darling.